to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Industrialization and development expert describes the rebranding of the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MND, to New National Party as a destruction of political heritage. Small-scale farmers development agency, SAFADA, appeals to government to subject to targeted maize export to Malawi to the Zambia Commodity Exchange. In international news, the ICC confirms charges against fugitive Ugandan rebel leader Joseph Kony. And in sports, Benjamin Salah scores brace in Norm United win.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, has appealed to the nation to consider putting to rest the late former president, Edgar Tagwa Lungu, on his 68th birthday, which falls on November 11, 2025, stating that doing so would be a befitting gesture to the former head of state. Mr. Mukwita said the greatest birthday gift Zambians could give Mr. Lungu was not ceremonial politics, but a dignified burial. He noted that the former president's body has remained unburied since his death on June 5th this year, describing the situation as a diplomatic and legal pothole that mocks the humility he lived by. Mr. Mukwita further said Lungu stood for unity and detested tribalism, yet in death he was being denied the peace he preached. He also called for the creation of a national policy or law to guide the burial of former heads of state, saying the current situation exposed a serious gap. The late Edgar Tagwa Lungu served as Zambia's sixth president from 2015 to 2021. Most stakeholders have expressed mixed feelings over the decision to change the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, to the New National Party, NNP. An advocate for industrialization and national development, Mfonda Mwape, has expressed disappointment over the decision to change, describing the move as an assault on Zambia's political history, saying the MMD was not just a political party, but a symbol of the country's return to multi-party democracy in 1991. He said altering its identity erases an important chapter of Zambia's democratic and political journey. He noted that the MMD played a historic role in ending one-party rule under UNIP, and therefore its name should have been preserved as a tribute to the nation's democratic legacy. Mr. Mwape added that preserving such political identities helps future generations appreciate the country's political evolution. He further argued that while parties may rebrand or restructure, they must do so with respect to history and the values that shaped the nation. According to him, the current change under Dr. Neves Numba's leadership amounts to a destruction of a political heritage that should be protected. Mr. Mwape has since called on true MMD members and comrades to challenge the decision, saying history must never be rewritten for convenience.
I'd like to register my disappointment in the manner the second party that ruled this country for 20 years has been changed from Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, to New National Party. This is an assault to archive of political history in Zambia. Dr. Nevers Mumba's decision is unacceptable and a destruction to the party that brought back multipartyism in Zambia. MMD was a symbol of multi-party politics. Our core is the name could have been reserved. For the sake of generations to come, they can never be the present without the past. Political parties must be preserved from UNIP to UPND for the sake of history. May the true MMD comrades challenge this decision.
In another development, the small-scale farmers development agency, SAFADA, has appealed to the government to channel the export of maize to Malawi through the Zambia Commodity Exchange to promote transparency and ensure that farmers benefit directly from the deal. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Morway says while farmers welcome the $77 million US maize export agreement recently signed between Zambia and Malawi, there's concern that the arrangement could affect national food security if not properly managed. Mr. Mulway said government should avoid using the Food Reserve Agency's strategic grain reserves for exports, warning that this could tighten domestic supply and trigger price shocks. He further urged government to create more storage facilities to handle local surplus and prevent hasty exports driven by limited capacity. Mr. Mulway emphasized that the maize export deal should be structured in a way that benefits small-scale farmers and contributes to economic growth without compromising national food security.
This well-negotiated mutual maize export deal should not only benefit a few individuals, but should be trickled down to the population economically well feeding the nation. The export may become a threat to food security if we are not careful. We think that there is enough to maintain food security, but it may occur that we have a deficit because of the high demand. You know, and this arrangement, you know, like the figures, 77 million US dollars, means that there is a lot of maize that is involved. So if you find that Zambia has only enough consumption and a few surplus, meaning that they will still use the grain stored for the country in order to mitigate the agreement. So this should be taken very carefully, should be considered very carefully.
Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has commended the Ministry of Labour and Social Security for reaffirming its commitment to protecting workers' rights and enforcing the Employment Code Act No. 3 of 2019. Mr. Mianda said the ministry's stance is timely, especially as concerns grow that some private employers are dismissing workers without following proper grievance procedures. He said the ministry has a legal duty to protect employees from unfair labour practices and to promote decent work and industrial harmony. He noted that many Zambian workers continue to face challenges such as instant dismissals, non-payment of overtime, lack of transport and lunch allowances, and general mistreatment at workplaces. He says such practices undermine morale and productivity. Mr. Mianda urged the government, through the Labour Ministry, to strengthen enforcement of labour laws and ensure that all employers comply with the Employment Code Act. Mr. Mianda added that consistent enforcement and collaboration with